Good morning to you. Massive prize money waiting to be won here at Port Stewart during the course of this week. Some of the abilities of people to earn vast amounts of money, I suppose, is echoed by the array of cars that I can see out there on the surface of the prime number one car park. Golf is big business, but we're used to big figures and big money in this part of the world. We're talking billions now in relation to what's coming in from government. But apparently that extra billion that we're getting courtesy of the DUP's link up with the Conservatives may not be as appealing as it first seemed. I want to speak to David Armstrong, who's a partner at PwC. David, good morning.
Hiya, Frank.
David, you're pouring some cold water on this windfall.
No, I wouldn't say that, Frank. I mean, it is absolutely a welcome boost about which everybody in the business community is delighted. I think all we're saying, Frank, is we need to be honest with ourselves and realistic. Like, it's not a silver bullet that's going to sort out some of the more sort of deep-rooted structural problems that the Northern Ireland economy has. And we really need to have our attention on those issues, you know, as well as figuring out what to do with the 1 billion.
So you feel we're blinded a little by the size of the cheque?
Well, I think if we think it's going to sort out all of our economic problems, we're deluding ourselves. And we need, as a community, to have our attention mostly on the sort of underlying structural things in relation, for example, to exports and to skills and that sort of thing. The things that are really going to drive the economy in the medium term.
And how disadvantaged are we that we don't have this functioning government that we seem to expect?
Well, I mean, I'm ringing you, Frank, from London City Airport here, where I've just arrived. And like a lot of people in Northern Ireland, you know, I'm in the business of like selling services produced by Northern Ireland people to clients outside of Northern Ireland. And that's really the exports piece. And, you know, I would sit in London or elsewhere, like, trying to do that. And really what people like us are in the business of doing is selling Northern Ireland, you know, selling the assets, the environment, the skills, the mindset, the innovation that we have in Northern Ireland, about which we're very proud. And really, the politics, Frank, all it says is that when you're sitting in London competing with lots of other people from all around the world who are doing exactly the same thing, the job is an awful lot harder when there's a clear and visible element of political dysfunctionality at home. So it just makes the business job harder. So whatever way it rolls, Frank, I mean, I would just encourage everybody to get on with it. You know, whatever the form of government, let's get on with it. Let's start the ball rolling, start decisions happening again, because that gives us the sort of platform as business people to do what, you know, what we're best focused on doing, which is sort of generating wealth and selling the place.
Well, when it comes to issues like productivity and the reform of agri-food that people talk about and the scaling up of the private sector and all of those issues, are we capable of it?
Well, I absolutely believe we're capable of it. I mean, if you talk about productivity there, Frank, like skills and education are some of the key things that underpin productivity. And if you look at it in Northern Ireland, we've got some brilliant examples of world-class education and training provision. But we've got far too much sort of underachievement in education and training as well. And for too long, I think we've sort of flattered ourselves by the comparison with England. You know, we said, well, look, in some ways we're doing a bit better than England. But England's way down the international league tables on education and skills. So we really need to get a grip and make sure that every child coming through our system, not just a select few, but every child has an appropriate level of education or vocational skills. And if we have something like that, if we lift our sights and have something like that, that'll really help to drive productivity.
Looking at it in the real world, obviously, this research from PwC. David, just before you go, I want to double check. You've arrived in London City Airport for another busy day at the coal face, so to speak.
Yep.
You'd much prefer to be in Port Stewart playing pro-am golf, wouldn't you?
Yes, although I'm not sure my golf is just up to the right sort of standard, but it sounds like you're having a a great time there, Frank, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. It's a lovely setting. David, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Not at all. Bye.